This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
It's time for Joyce's Thought of the Day on News Talk 850 WFTL.
Florida will have one of the country's most restrictive social media bans for minors if it withstands expected legal challenges under a bill that was signed by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on Monday. The bill will ban social media accounts for children under 14 and require parental permission for 14 and 15-year-olds. It was slightly watered down from a proposal that DeSantis vetoed earlier this month, a week before the annual legislative session ended. The new law was Republican Speaker Paul Renner's top legislative priority. It takes effect on January 1st. A child in their brain development doesn't have the ability to know that they're being sucked into these addictive technologies and to see the harm and step away from it. And because of that, we have to step in for them. The bill DeSantis veto would have banned minors under 16 from popular social media platforms, regardless of parental consent. But before the veto, he worked out compromise language with Renner to alleviate the governor's concerns, and the legislature sent DeSantis a second bill. Several states have considered similar legislation. In Arkansas, a federal judge in August blocked enforcement of a law that required parental consent for minors to create new social media accounts. Suppose a salesman in an electronics store told you he had a new product for your 11-year-old daughter that's very entertaining, even more so than television, with no host. In Walden, his 1854 Reflection on Simple Living, Henry David Thoreau wrote, "The cost of a thing is the amount of life which is required to be exchanged for it, immediately or in the long run. What the smartphone user gives up is time, a huge amount of it. Around 40 hours a week for preteens." That's right. And for teens aged 13 to 18, it's closer to 50 hours per week. Those numbers, 6 to 8 hours per day, are what teens spend on all screen-based leisure activities. These numbers vary somewhat by social class, more use in lower-income families than in high-income families, race, more in Black and Latino families than in white and Asian families, and sexual minority status, more use among LGBTQ youth. I should note that researchers' efforts to measure screen time are probably yielding underestimates. When the question is asked differently, Pew Research finds that a third of teens say they are on one of the major social media sites almost constantly, and 45% of teens report they use the internet almost constantly.
Get Joyce's Thought of the Day anytime. Subscribe to her podcast right now on the all-new 850 app and at 850wftl.com.